B-Pod Studios.
An app. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Toronto Dominion Garden in downtown Boston, Massachusetts. The Leafs and the Boston Bruins. Game 7. Why wouldn't it be?
What I want, you got, might be hard to handle.
Puck along the boards just from a bad pass by Dermott. They score! Joakim Nordstrom on a shot from a sharp angle.
But I got full stock, thoughts and dreams they scatter.
Jake Gardner is there, lost the puck in a centering pass. They score!
They have gift-wrapped two Boston goals.
Make my dreams come true.
Here the Bruins in with a shot, scores! Oh, my! Sean Corrali!
Become a screamer when they're messing with a dreamer.
And with 17:20 to go in the third period, this crowd is alive again.
Instant shout my way out. Wrap yourself.
Leafs can't even get control of the Boston end. And another giveaway.
Nylander gives the puck away. Empty net. Thank you very much.
Well, you.
And the Leafs, back-to-back seasons, will leave Boston and head out on vacation.
Didn't even book the hotel.
Get on that, because you're not staying with me.
Very sad for the Maple Leafs that they lose in the first round and lose in yet another Game 7 in Boston. Four worst words in Toronto. Game 7 in Boston. No. They had it right. Toronto gift-wrapped a couple of goals for the Bruins early. They carried the play early. Went down. Went to the locker room down 2-0 after one. And in that second period, Tuukka Rask was excellent. He allowed the one goal, came off a turnover. But Tuukka Rask, one of the big takeaways from the story last night at the Garden as the Bruins win 5-1. They are moving on. Their next series begins tomorrow night already. Just keep it going, Zoe.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
You're going to keep going?
Yep. Zombie Nation. Yeah. Let's get that place jacked again.
617-779-0985. So all your Bruins thoughts are in there, and also we talked about the Vegas game earlier as well. Ken's in the car on that very topic. Hey, Ken.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Ken?
So, Marshall, I mean, shame on you for blaming the refs of that game. I mean, you were up 3-1 in that series, and you blew three straight. But
yeah, with a three-goal lead. Three-goal lead in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's unexcusable. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, even still, you have three games to win, and you can't close it out anyway. I mean, it comes down to Game 7 when you're up 3-1. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. You lost.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, agreed. It's a little whiny. You gave up four goals in the 5 minutes.
What's the point?
I don't know. Al's in North Brookfield. Hi, Al.
Al.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good, what's up?
I got a little tidbit on the playoffs for you.
Oh,
the Sharks, San Jose Sharks.
Yeah,
that used to be the Worcester team in Worcester. The Worcester Sharks.
The Worcester Sharks.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
What do you got?
I got a tidbit for you on the playoffs.
What's that?
The Worcester Sharks used to be the San Jose Sharks farm team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we also had the Worcester Ice Cats, which was Jim Backus's old team when he played in the minor leagues.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys knew that.
No.
I would love to see a San Jose Shock.
Good tidbit. Hold on. We're going to put you on the air. You can tell the guys. Hold on 1 second.
Alan North Brookfield. Go ahead, Al.
What's up?
Yeah, I got a tidbit for you on the playoffs.
Hey, it's Zone Beetle. How are you?
Pretty good.
So the intern said you got a tidbit for us. What do you got?
Yeah, the Worcester Sharks used to be the farm team of the San Jose Sharks.
Get out of here.
Okay. And also, Jim Backus used to play
for
the Worcester Ice Cats.
That's right.
Okay. Excellent.
In Worcester. So we had two teams. Every year, they have contracts, or every 10 years they have contracts. So we have minor league teams come in from the pros, and we now have the New York Islanders farm team.
Wasn't there a Worcester Sharks team?
Yeah.
Yeah, Backus. Jim Backus was there early.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I think Worcester has an arena football team now, too. Did this just happen? It happens during other time slots too, right? This happens to other people.
No, but nobody does what we do with that.
Nobody does.
We didn't even have to the first time. He reset himself. He started the call over.
You know, honestly, I thought that was a day. Like I've had several deja vu moments where I thought that.
You have what alien abductees?
Yeah.
Alien abductees refer to that as lost time. He started doing it all over again.
It's like when Travis woke up at the phone booth naked. Oh. Travis Walton.
Whew. Crawl under that table, have that syrup drip down, starts all over again.
Stop it. Plastic over your face and it cut the hole.
Ryan is in Beverly. Hi, Ryan.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to kind of run something by you guys. How do you think, say if the Bruins go up 2-0 in the series versus Columbus, do they give Halak a shot at all, or you think they just go with the hot hand?
Hot hand.
And keep Tuukka in that.
Keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
Tuukka's got a bit of a leash now. Tuukka earned himself a leash with that series.
No, but he's saying, like, to give him a rest. Say you go up 2-0, give him a rest.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Keep fresh. I think you disrupt that rhythm. You ride the hot hand, man. In hockey, ride the hot
Tuukka's
hand.
Okay. Yeah. I think Tuukka's all right.
Yeah. No, I didn't take that as, hey, you know, doesn't have a long leash here. Hey, how you doing? Good. How you doing?
Mark is in New Hampshire. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I don't have any tidbits for you, but I was just I stayed up watching that game. I fell asleep, and I had no idea that they that they lost. But I rewatched it, and you know, if that ref didn't that guy have a full face mask on too?
Yeah, that was something weird too. Like the two guys involved in the initial altercation, the cross check, and what's the guy's name?
The guy with the chipped him,
beat him. The guy who went down.
Pavelski?
Pavelski. Yeah. Like one had a full cage and the other one had the full plexiglass mask.
But they could have called a double minor, and that way if they scored two, you know, it would have been over. It would have been 3-2, you know.
What if he had a ketchup packet in his hand, he's squeezing it.
Yeah. Honestly, because, the double minor would have made more sense. To me, it looked like more than it's tough. It looked like more than a minor, even though the actual play itself wouldn't necessarily call for that. But, you know, there are minor penalties there are minor penalties. And this one was more egregious. The problem is, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who went in the box. It doesn't matter. On a 5-minute major like that, it truly doesn't matter. But even the wrong guy went in, I think, because the cross check off the face off is something that happens all the time. There's a lot of back and forth. It's the fact that he was off balance and upended by the second guy that made it worse. Yeah. And what makes it really, really bad is the fact that they gave up 4 goals during those 5 minutes. That's inexcusable.
That is bad, but at the same time, you know, they're up 3-0, and all of a sudden the game's getting towards the end, and, you know, they just keep going and going. They got on a roll, score 1, and then the floodgates open. It sucked for them.
Someone's got a tidbit on Jim Backus. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up? How you doing?
That's great. That was an excellent reset, double time, double take, whatever. But I didn't realize, and I'm glad it was clarified, that Thurston Howell III played in the minors. Isn't that Jim Backus?
Oh, my God. That is the actor's name.
His name's Jim Backus.
I think the professor played?
Was it Professor Al West?
Did the professor play in the ECHL? Before he met Levy.
Jim Backus, yes. Who, sadly, we lost not too long ago, July of 1989. He was, in fact, Thurston Howell III. Excellent recall on that. Very, very good. Coming up on 30 years.
Tidbits left and right.
30-year anniversary all of kinds Jim Backus's death.
All kinds of tidbits now.
Hopefully we'll remember him on that day, July 3rd.
Oh, my.
Damn near a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Don't go anywhere. More on the Bruins last night as we get closer to another Bruins playoff series tomorrow night.
How you doing?
Another series begins tomorrow night with Columbus. More your calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I love the atmosphere in the building right from the get-go. Game 7, every night here. Same in Toronto, I got to say. A couple of loud buildings, original six franchises, hungry, great fan support. Julian Edelman chugging a beer was awesome. Probably got everyone fired up, including us. Good for him. We'll return the favor some point down the road. But I thought it was outstanding. But that's Game 7 playoff hockey for you right there.
Julian Edelman waving the flag last night.
Hand him all.
He was up in a suite, chugged a beer on the Jumbotron. Woo.
Hockey players like beer, love chugging. How much better does Edelman look without that beard he had on? Remember after he won the Super Bowl, he went in the ice and he spiked the puck when all the Patriots were there? I think Robert was actually there with him, too. He had his dog chain on that Meek Mill gave him. Edelman had that big, nasty beard. Looks all smelly and like UConn Cornelius. He's a good-looking guy without his beard, man. Keep that beard off.
Young guys!
Yeah, young guys!
Young guys!
Yeah, the good legs. Hot legs.
They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody.
That was what it was like last night.
They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody. Scoring all the young guns, the young legs. Yes, young guys. Yes. Yes.
How about that comment by Cassidy? Hopefully we can repay them down the road here. Let's get hot. Let's win it. Let's show up at a Patriots game. Let's chug beer and slam it.
Yeah.
Calling a shot. Right? What's his name? Daniel?
And we'll let Ethan ride the duck boat.
Ethan.
It's Ethan.
Ethan, Daddy give you any beers to hold last night?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Antonio's in Tewksbury today. What's up, Antonio?
What's up, boys?
Antonio, what's up?
What's going on?
It's fun to say.
First time, long time, boys. Hey, with I was thinking with Boston having two teams in the playoffs moving on to the next round, I started thinking of maybe the last city to have three championships in 1 year. Can you guys name it?
Last to have three?
Let me think.
Three or more, yep.
And all in the same year?
Detroit.
All in the same year.
Detroit.
Detroit was 35 and 36. That's one of them. There's another one.
And Pittsburgh was two.
St. Louis?
New York Mets, Knicks, and Jets in 69-70.
Oh, that's not fair. They have two of everything.
I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, doesn't count.
Barely.
Two football teams.
Yeah.
Two baseball teams.
How many hockey teams?
Doesn't count. Jesus. Doesn't count. I mean, you could count the Islanders
Rangers,
in that.
Rangers, Islanders.
Count the Rangers in that. So that's two hockey teams.
That's really like New Jersey versus New York. Like, Jersey owns some, New York owns some. It's, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, but speaking of that, now that the Bruins are through Toronto and it's Columbus and they've got home ice the rest of the way, do the expectations change for them?
Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, I mean, Columbus is a very good hockey team, obviously, and the fact that they swept the Lightning tells you a lot about them and, you know, what they think they're capable of.
I wouldn't have said this before the playoffs, but if the Bruins don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, they screwed up.
How about if Carolina takes care of the Capitals for you tonight?
A Yeah, you're
even
right.
Even better. Even better. And even more expectation gets put on the Bruins.
Some of the national guys, not the local Yahoos, were talking during and prior to the Leafs series that if the Bruins get through the Leafs, they will be in the Stanley Cup Finals and potentially win the Cup. Like, people are picking the Bruins now.
Yeah.
That's before this series was finished. Now the pressure's on them. Because now you have home ice. Now the path of least resistance is there in front of you. Yeah, things change now.
You would think on paper. That's and all this stuff is on paper, of course. But nothing could have, I think, prepared most people for the sweep of the Lightning at the hands of Columbus. And again, it's very possible tonight that Carolina gets rid of the Capitals for it. Calgary is gone. Nobody would have predicted all this.
We spent months deciding, you know, speculating on how a Bruins-Lightning series would look. And do you have enough to beat the Lightning? Can they beat the Lightning? Will they beat the Lightning? And everyone had an opinion on that, and now that's out the window.
Yeah, and I have a serious question. And this isn't being funny. This isn't trying to take a shot. What the hell is a Blue Jacket? Columbus Blue Jackets. It's not a yellow jacket. It's not a bee. It's not a humming bee. It's not a bee. It stings you, and if you don't have an EpiPen, you're going to swell. If you are allergic to it, is this a jacket you put on? Or are you a protector? Is this law enforcement? I don't know. Columbus Blue Jackets. Am I badass? What are you?
Yeah, like based
Vegas
on their
Knights, you know what a knight is.
Based on Ohio's Civil War history.
I was going to say, the patriotic looking logo.
That's pretty badass.
I had assumed that
look at that cannon.
Yes. Whew. Yes, that it's based on the blue jackets worn by soldiers.
Yes. Shoot cannons off inside. He can't do that.
But I don't know why Columbus. Why is Columbus directly connected to that, Hardy? I don't know that history.
Well, historians have debated for years.
The scholars have debated for many years.
Why would you ever say, hey, we're Vegas, we're the Knights? Maybe because Vegas nights are long and Vegas never sleeps. And what you see here, say here, stays here. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas at night. So we're the Knights.
Pays homage to Ohio's contributions to American history and the great pride and patriotism exhibited by its citizens, especially during the Civil War. Both the state of Ohio and the city of Columbus were significantly influential on the Union Army.
This can be a tough one for me. Month away from Memorial Day. Exert your force, your firepower.
What?
Yeah, this song versus Zombie Nation.
Oh, my God.
Tough pick.
Their goal song is For Those About to Rock, AC/DC.
They get it. Scares me.
That's like a pre-song, though. That's not a...
Glory, hallelujah.
It's a sing-along with Mitch version of Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Is it
Mitch Miller?
It's a naval choir.
Naval choir.
Yes! It's a classic. This is what they play at presidential inaugurations and funerals.
It's the one we play every Memorial Day. The Friday before
this
Memorial
makes you
Day
cry,
when Zay gives his big speech.
Naval choir. I hear dames singing.
There's women in the Navy.
What's the world coming to?
Do you ever see, what's the name of that movie with Kelsey Grammer? The guy's like...
Below Deck?
Was Goldie Hawn, right? Or no?
Down Periscope?
Down Periscope. Yes. There's the other one, too, Sean Connery.
Dan is in women. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for all you do. I love listening. You get me through the day.
Thank you. Me too. It's a long day.
Quick points.
Yeah.
Tucker, I think, played the game of his life last night. I thank him for that. He was unbelievable. And I had a little tidbit for you guys, which somebody mentioned, I guess. If you bet the overs in the Bruins game last night, it was
six.
Five goals. They literally scored with a half a second left, and I know people that were screaming because they won. And
right.
Thanks for all you do, guys, and how do you rock as well? I saw you at the Dell Technologies with my Dan the Man t-shirt on, and you gave me a shout-out.
God bless. Oh, nice. Guys. Good stuff. Thank you.
Nice. Appreciate the call, Dan.
Take that picture of Tuca down right now.
Sucks.
I can't look at him. Like, he looks like a character out of that.
It sucks if you have the under.
Grinch that stole Christmas. He looks like he's the mayor of Whoville. Okay? Cindy Who and Hilly Who. And
it looks like he belongs in Whoville.
Cindy Lou Who's good-looking older brother.
Oh, my God, it
yeah.
is. Hello. I'm the Grinch.
My kids watch that, the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah.
It's all I can do to not disown them.
It's creepy, man.
The fact that they like it and they're entertained by it,
Well, Jim Carrey's a funny
character.
Some good
one-liners in there.
I look at their mother. I'm like, I don't know who. You and I got to have a long talk because these kids ain't mine. There's no chance.
That's the best Grinch one. What are you talking about?
The Jim Carrey Grinch?
Yeah.
Unwatchable.
Oh, he embraces that role, man.
Who cares?
He's a scary Grinch.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Awful.
They got the long fingers with the hairy fingers.
You probably like Mike Myers as a Cat in the Hat, too.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I love those. Worst. Of course I do.
Well, you embrace the role. It's like you talk about people not being miscast. Take me away from that picture with both those pictures. Jesus. This is creepy, man. Tell you what, that dude party at Metallica, I'll tell you that. Whew. Haymakers.
I know, you showed up at the motorhome uninvited.
Graham in the car. Graham.
Hello, boys. Thanks for everything as well. You guys have a great show. Speedo, the Bruins are now the consensus favorite on a lot of the Vegas books to win the Cup, which is great for the sports stuff because now everybody on air can hold anything they do wrong against them. So we got great talking.
Wrong show.
Great to see secondary scoring again last night. That's always key to a Cup run. It was key in 11, and it was nice to see somebody that wasn't the first line or Pasta contributing to the offense. Great team win. But, yeah, go ahead and talk about their highlight of the favorite. Now they're jokers. They don't do anything but win the Cup.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I won't go that far. I won't do that. I'll take it series by series. They should win this series.
If you see the Capitals in the conference finals, everyone's going to be scared of that series.
Yeah, yes. I would. I'd pick the Capitals.
Let's get there.
If that's who it is, I'm picking the Capitals if it's in the Eastern Conference Finals. So I'm not saying that they have to win the Cup at this point.
Bruins in five.
But I said that they'd be out in the second round and that I'd be, you know, okay with it because I think that was a fair expectation. Yeah, I've got to sort of adjust that on the fly now that Tampa Bay's not there. I don't think that's unfair.
No. You don't do it in a vacuum. You think about who they might end up playing, and you didn't think they would get past Tampa.
I did not. And now Tampa gave them a bit of a gift, and Columbus has provided
Tampa.
A gift. Tampa. Warm down there this time of year, Bonesy. Now we got a lot of time to go there on vacation, you know, make a moment, play golf, do all that fun stuff.
It's a little five-month season now until we play for game one of regular season.
Regular season. Yep. Babcock, what's he going to do?
Yeah, Jim, keep us updated on that Vladimir Russian Ruski.
Walk around.
See
that,
if that guy slips in and get his papers all
Yorktown,
taken care of.
See if everyone in Yorktown still is supporting him today. Huh? You know?
That's right.
617-779-0985. We'll get more of your calls. Also, if you missed what was happening outside the Garden last night, We have that for you covered. That's on the way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Krejci takes it away. Krejci to Coyle. And the Leafs are mulch again. Bruins win last night at the Garden. Place was electric. Fans who were there say it was incredible in terms of the atmosphere. The crowd was into it. They were ready to go. The building was cold, much colder than usual to get the good ice going. And outside on the streets after the win, that was definitely one of those nights that you want to capture what the fans were saying about the game, right? So our friends at WBZ-TV did
They're
that.
They're on top of it.
That's right. Jim Smith.
One of their best reporters now.
One of their reporters, one of their real journalists went down there to cover the people walking out of the Garden.
Asked the hard-hitting question, sure.
Sure did.
It was nice.
Sure did.
Yeah, nice of them to have someone down there taking care of this. Oh, that was not how it started. No, apologize for that.
Come on, and at this hour, fans are still celebrating. Jim Smith picks up our team coverage. He's live outside of the Garden right now. Jim.
Paula and David, it was absolutely electric here on Causeway Street outside of TD Garden all night long. This was a huge win for the Bees, and tonight Bruins Nation is celebrating.
It's awesome. Bruins won, and I love it. We're going on to round two, baby. That's Woo! It.
outstanding performance. It was just all around. The defense was strong. Offense was strong. We're taking it to the next round. Let's go, Bruins!
Wait a minute. His buddy got cut off there at the end.
Well, where is that guy talking? It's very quiet where he is.
A single man that they pulled inside a bathroom or a hallway.
Outstanding performance. It was just all around.
Terminal.
The defense was strong. Offense was strong.
There's not a party going on where that guy is.
Sounds like Nicky Knuckles a little bit. Sounds like
we're
a sober Nicky
to the next
Knuckles.
Round. Let's go, Bruins!
We got this!
It was a party atmosphere outside of the TD Garden
as
the Bruins now move on to the next round. Stanley Cup dreams still alive.
And that was awesome. And now the better team that was out of it, so I think we have an easy road ahead of us now.
So you're thinking Cup?
I'm thinking Cup, yep. What do you think, Ethan?
I don't know.
Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
I'm the big scary man guy.
Look at my dad. Do you think that guy wakes his kid, Ethan, up at home, like, puts a spotlight in his face, like, to scare the hell of him when he's asleep? Go, da, 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 da.
I think he woke him up at the end of the night Sharks game last night. Hey, Ethan, remember I'm telling you all the Western Conference scenarios? One of them's out now, because I thought maybe, Ethan, wake up! It's going to be the Sharks! Sharks beat the Knights! Ethan!
You were going with Daddy to Vegas. If Mummy... Mommy said I could have taken you that week.
I got you that week. Yep. What do you think, Ethan?
Oh, I don't know.
Poor I don't know.
When's your last time your dad made you go to school the day after a playoff game?
I don't know.
Here's another thing I have a problem with, too, reporters.
What is it? What's your problem?
Bruins Nation. Like, every fan base is Patriots Nation, Red Sox Nation.
Nation, yeah.
Bruins Nation now.
Nation, yes.
Well, Bruins fans. Bruins fans are excited. I mean, Bruins Nation. It's corny. It's hokey.
What does your dad do, Ethan?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. He picks me up.
Where does he live? Oh, that
down by the river.
Yeah. I know you. Of course, you know where your father lives, but why doesn't he pick up ever?
I don't know.
There's no point. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing Seven Nation Army. I didn't pick up on that before.
Yes,
Seven Nation Army.
You really didn't pick up on that?
I really didn't.
The whole last segment. Well, we played this.
It's not.
Zoe asked, "What's that song by that army?"
Yeah, like, what army is that, and why have the Bruins now all of a sudden adopted it? And I heard them playing it during the game last night.
I know we were talking about
that, Baltimore
but
now?
I didn't recognize as him doing that. It's not exactly a perfect rendition.
You know what I didn't hear a lot of last night? I hear a lot of organ. I want more organ. Like,
why isn't that you
music?
Say organ like Oregon?
Organ.
Like the state.
An organ. Organ.
No,
what are you talking about?
You're fitting an extra syllable in there.
Organ. Organ player.
Organ player.
Organ player.
Organ.
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 Organ
trail.
You know
what
organ
it is?
Player.
He won't do the hard G. Gah. Say it again.
Organ player.
Organ.
Organ. Morgan Mindy.
He's still adding it in there. It's still organ.
What was
driving?
It like inside the building?
It was insane. The Bruins came. They showed up
Can
tonight.
I pause? I just love how easy the setup is for the questions. Like, yeah, what was it like in there?
There's a game seven. Game seven win.
Just add water.
Team.
Right? Just add water. It's so
what
easy.
What was it like in there?
What was it like in there, in that place?
That's it. Let's go. Now we get to finally time.
That happened.
Sounds like Zoe.
Same guy.
Same dude.
I wasn't hammered.
So I was like, I was sober when I did that. It's like, there. Kind of sucked. Long time in between periods. It's just, I don't know.
I couldn't get back from the bathroom line in time for the start of the third. It was just okay.
Not my
tickets were expensive.
Yeah, not my thing. I don't know.
Parking was $60.
Was really nice that they had ranch dressing at the dispensable condiment thing bar where you get selection of relish. That's one thing that's cool there. Like, you give you a ranch dispenser.
We got to figure another game to go to. I almost went last night. I would have been late. I would have been.
Saturday.
I would have been there maybe Maybe at the end of the first intermission.
You go Saturday?
I almost
Saturday.
Went. I kind of want to go Saturday. You want to go Saturday?
I'll do it.
We should go Saturday.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's go Saturday.
It was insane. It was off the chart. They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody, scoring all the young guns, the young legs. Yes, young guys.
Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Who was banging? What was happening? What?
They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody, scoring all the young guns, the young legs. Yes, young guys.
It was.
It's like a Columbus fan.
Yes, young guys.
Can you describe that scene from JFK when they're all dressed up in the gold gladiator paint?
They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody.
Yes. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
Joe Pesci.
I do declare.
Amyl nitrate. Yes.
I do declare.
It's an often overlooked scene. They don't always show Clay that on Burke the TNT show. Version. But next time you're watching JFK on cable, no commercials, watch for that scene.
They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody, scoring all the young guns, the young legs. Yes, young guys.
It was crazy, crazy, crazy. It was a great game, great series. They did an awesome job.
It was amazing. Everybody was loving it.
It was an amazing game.
Amazing guy.
It was an amazing time.
What was it like inside the building?
Dude, it was loud. It was deafening. Couldn't comprehend. It was exciting.
What was it like when they scored another goal and the place was going nuts?
Yeah.
It was good. Awesome. It was great inside there.
Good time.
It was awesome.
It's all right. I mean, lines for the bathroom are long.
That's woo!
All right.
She sounded like she got her drink in time.
Chucky Bakes. That's who that is. Whew. We'll get to today's takeaways coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
V.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake and Wendy Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends to lose weight, do a lot of people have done, go see Wake and Wendy Weight Loss at one of their five locations locally. So we got a
couple things here.
Couple things.
Why don't we start with a listener submission? This always happens this time of year. And you know what? We're probably one of the, I'd say us
we
and
TNR. We haven't heard this yet.
Are the two spots that you can get this stuff played.
Right. We're one of the shows that engage with the listeners.
Yeah, yes. we're open to this.
We go back and forth, right?
We're open to this fun time, which is user-submitted, listener-submitted songs.
Yeah, idiocy.
That honor whatever team is on a playoff run.
Sure.
So right now, we've got both Bruins and Celtics in the mix.
Can't beat that.
Hell, you want to write a Red Sox song right now? Feel free.
Yeah. If you want to write a very somber, sucky song right now for the Sox, yeah, we'd
so,
entertain
but,
that.
But this is what you got to remember. You're opening yourself up to
criticism.
A critique.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
Right.
Ready?
I haven't heard this yet. I'm ready.
This is a Bruins song?
And sometimes I nail songs like
what was the name
something.
Of the guy who sent this in?
Doug, the late night thug.
Jesus.
What?
That's how he signed the email. That
all
was
right.
Not the email that was sent to you. The email that was forwarded to us, he signed that way.
Doug, the late night thug.
But this is from Doug, his Bruins song. Let's hear it.
Is it okay to just call him Doug?
Yeah.
Oh. All those kids with the pumped up kicks and a...
This sounds like Zoe on the drums.
Kick.
And Howl at the Moon. That's what she said.
Don't mind those cold winter nights, 'cause that's when the Bruins take to the ice. And I would never want to miss the sight of the Bees taking home 2 points tonight. Bruins, Bruins, we love you. You know we all bleed black and gold too.
It's got a little blues traveler.
Step towards the cup tonight.
yacht Rocky.
That's for sure.
Not really.
I was going to say Jackson Brown.
Yeah, a little of that if you're looking for a popular artist.
It's a cross between a Pumped Up Kicks song and whoever sings that. And Blues Traveler.
Foster the People. It is not Foster the People.
Or Blues Traveler.
Or Blues Traveler. I think you're 0 for 2 there.
I don't think we'll play this again.
Some interesting chord progressions there.
I think there are ways we could enhance this.
I think the best thing was the open.
I mean, just off the top of my head,
I would cut a minute and a half off the opening drum intro. I would cut that down. I think it went to about 2 minutes. I would cut the first 90 seconds of that. That's number one.
Remember it's like Zoe on the drums.
Remember when Uncle Diesel would send us stuff and it'd be like an hour, it'd be 2 minute open of just music?
Did he die?
Yeah.
All of the kids with the pumped up kids.
Yeah, that much.
Run, run, run. Run, my bullet. All the other kids with the pumped up kids.
Thank God they went away.
Run, better run. Faster than my bullet. It's cold winter nights. Cause that's when the Bruins take to the ice.
This is not good.
It's never good to have vocals that sound like you're trying to record them without waking someone up in the next room.
Yes.
That's what a lot of these vocals sound like that we get submitted to.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to say my landlord don't get pissed. And everybody knows that they're going to diss this song.
It's got a little...
about the Bruins, we love you, Bruins.
It's got a little Monster Mash headline
Shut
to
up!
It.
Okay,
sorry.
Still got roommates till I hit it big. I'm eating these Newtons that are made out of fig for my dinner. My yummy dinner that I bought at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, get me Hot Pockets and I got seven. Seven Nation Army.
I don't care what the writers write.
Reminds me of Lars Aldrich a little bit. You know, like the drum set.
We have to get better at our critiquing, all right?
Okay.
So say something you like about it.
The open.
The drums.
I like the drums.
I was sitting in my lab
when we have to be critical, you put it in the form of a question. So how about this? I wonder what it would sound like if you had the bass playing the proper notes during that last part we just heard. I wonder what that would sound.
We also had this caller today that we do want to get to. Al's in North Brookfield. Hi, Al.
I got a little tidbit on the playoffs for you. The Sharks, San Jose Sharks.
Yeah.
That used to be the Worcester team in Worcester. The Worcester Sharks.
The Worcester Sharks.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
What do you got?
I got a tidbit for you on the playoffs.
What's that?
The Worcester Sharks used to be the San Jose Sharks farm team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we also had the Worcester Ice Cats, which was Jim Backus' old team when he played in the minor leagues.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys knew that.
No.
I would love to see a San Jose Sharks.
Good tidbit. Hold on. We're going to put you on the air. You can tell the guys. Hold on 1 second.
Alan North Brookfield.
What's up?
Yeah, I got a tidbit for you on the playoff. The Worcester Sharks used to be the farm team of the San Jose Sharks.
Get out of here.
Okay. And also, Jim Backus used to play
Backus.
The Worcester Ice Cats.
That's right.
Okay, excellent.
In Worcester. So we had two teams. Every year, they have contracts, or every 10 years they have contracts. So we have minor league teams come in from the pros, and we now have the New York Islanders farm team.
Wasn't there a Worcester Sharks team?
Yeah.
Midday. Oh, my God.
Midday.
Good tidbits.
Draft starts tomorrow night. Bruins Columbus Blue Jackets start tomorrow night. And we'll talk about all that stuff tomorrow.
Dogger Maz next. They got the big board ready to go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Krejci takes it away. Krejci to Coyle. And the Leafs are mulch again.
Not a bad line from Jack Edwards there. Not horrible. Mulch. Leaves don't quite turn to mulch. More like tree bark, Maz. You would know. You like doing the home improvement stuff.
Biodegradable.
Okay, whatever. We get the idea. Thoughts. Bruins, Leafs. What do you got, Maz?
I mean, look, give it to them. And give it to them all the way around. It was a complete team effort. And they were very even teams. And I...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.